But then the people that bought the house or moved into the house would always be up at like 2 in the morning on like a Sunday night or a Monday night, just yammering, just loud as shit on their porch. And then they would, once in a while, there'd be fights. Like they'd be arguing. One sec. Hey, Christina, could you get him to not rattle his fucking toy
with dog food? I heard it, like, I thought it sounded like Jack, when like Jack runs on our floor, like,
it's one of those like puzzle type toys where they roll around to like little pieces of kibble come out.
This is Wasted Information. Wasted Information.
Well, this is Wasted Information. I'm Jimmy.
I'm Brandon.
What are you drinking, Brandon?
I'm drinking a beer from Against the Grain. Oh, it's called A Beer. It's the name of the beer.
I got that, but...
Oh, okay.
You just stop talking.
Yeah, it's an American premium lager. It's good. It's from Louisville, as we discussed in the
Louisville.
Louisville. No, it is really good. It's a lager, so it's standard beer. I like it because it's a 16-ounce can, so you can drink more. And then it has very good can art. And the art and design is by RobbieDavis.com.
Ooh.
So there you go. Next time you're in Louisville, it's great. Brewed and canned by Against the Grain Brewery. ATGBrewery.com. Jimmy, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking peanut butter milk stout by Triton Brewing Co. in Indianapolis, Indiana. Oh. It is malt beverage with natural flavors. This creamy, full-bodied milk stout pairs malty chocolate notes with the essence of peanut butter and is balanced by a hint of sweetness. No tricks, only treats. Contains soy, wheat, PB2 powdered peanut butter, and Amaretti natural roasted peanut extract contains peanuts. Some ingredients produced in the facility that uses milk, tree nuts, peanuts, soy, eggs, and wheat. Best if stored cold.
I'm glad we know how it's made and stored.
But they, as you can see on the can, it just all blends together with the description. And I started reading them like, this is just ingredients. Yeah, I like stouts and porters. It's a peanut butter milk stout. It's good. It's a lot lighter than I was expecting it to be. Like I was expecting like a heavier, thicker beer.
Yeah, the stout's usually pretty thick.
Especially a peanut butter stout, but
yeah,
I like it.
I like a good peanut butter stout. There's some really interesting ones. I almost grabbed a stout today, actually, which is funny. I almost grabbed a stout. And I was like, you know what? It's starting to get kind of sunny and nice out. I'm going to grab something that's not as heavy.
Oh, it's going to be 60 soon, like the next couple days.
We hit 60 a couple times last week, but...
Well, fuck you then.
It was nice. It's good living in the South. Kentucky's like the northernmost South.
No, state. Indiana is the northernmost South state, as far as politically.
Oof, yeah.
South of Indy is where you start getting to, like, the bump in the Mason-Dixon line.
I think I brought it up before where my, like, 7th grade girlfriend was from Vincennes, Indiana.
Yeah.
And had a good old Southern accent, like, had a drawl. It was interesting. We're like, you're from Indiana, though, right? Anything, that's when I learned anything south of Indy is the South. My accent's going to change quite a bit. Like, we go back and we look at something in 6 months from now, like, it's going to be quite different. Like, the more I started interacting with people and getting out and doing things here, it's going
to
be bad.
To talk about at some point, code switching. Like, do you know what that is?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Where you kind of like mimic whoever you're talking to.
It's a hot topic.
Because in some cases, it's like, because working customer service, working sales and stuff, I see myself doing, like, if I'm talking, I'm super extroverted. I can be kind of a loud, like, I can be abrasive at times if I'm just being myself. But if I'm working with someone that's, like, super introverted, quiet, a little awkward, I'll match their energy. I'm not, like, copying how they're talking. But I'll match energy But then, like, if you end up talking to someone that's like has more of a southern drawl, like you can hear yourself kind of like inadvertently mimicking it. A big one to talk about is white people talking black, quote unquote.
Yeah.
That's always a very cringy one. For me, I get, because like this is just how I talk. This is my normal talking voice. I find myself more in work, like I put on like a professional voice where it ends up being when I'm talking to like middle-aged white guys or like going into businesses, I sound more professional, end up sounding like more stereotypically white, just more well-spoken. But like when I get to like what ends up being like worse neighborhoods, like people I relate to a little bit more, like socioeconomically and stuff, I start falling back into like just my normal speaking voice.
It's a hot topic in the it's like the whole code switching thing is a predominant feature of just being black.
Yeah.
Mostly because there's the whole, and I don't want to get it because I'm not an expert, but the whole like if you're black and talking to white people, you got to talk a certain way.
Yeah.
Essentially, that's the way a lot of people feel to garner any respect. Like that's the way it has to be.
But then in their community, they get accused of talking white or trying to act white.
There's an episode of How I Met Your Mother where they call it out. And like Lily has a black friend from college. And when they're together, like she goes straight up like hood, like with her, like her mannerisms and like everything. And then the friend does the same thing. And then when they're away from each other, like the friend come to find out she's like goes to Columbia and is going to be like a lawyer or something. It's hilarious. Like they both code switch when they're together. They get into this, like they revert back into this really, I want to say like ghetto language, but that's what it is.
But that's the thing too. I've noticed with white people that try to sound black. Why do white people like real like milquetoast white folk that are not associated with black people anyway, they always start with like yo yo yo. When have you ever heard a black person say yo 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 in your life, even in the rap? Like when does that ever come? what white person said that black people do that they mimic that?
No idea. I mean, I'm guilty of the, when I used to go to my bar, like in New Jersey, when I would go to my barber and I was the only white person you'd see in, you know, the hour I was walking there and getting my hair cut and going home, I didn't drop into like a stereotypical speech, but it was very much, I slowed down my speech. I realized that because I talk pretty quickly normally.
Everyone that listens to this knows.
So I definitely slowed down my speech.
Not in recording. You talk pretty slow.
Yeah.
But in general conversation, I know what you mean.
It depends. Like when we record this, I'm also drinking. So I slow down as I'm drinking, but I don't know. I slow down and I definitely, I'm more relaxed with it. And I get into, I feel like anywhere I go, I don't know. You mentioned that you get more professional when you talk to people, like when you're doing things with businesses and things like that. I feel like mine's very much customer service. Whenever I was customer like facing,
yes,
I don't have to be customer facing much in my job, but whenever I would like go to conferences and talk to other people at the conferences, I feel like I dropped into my Southern draw a little bit more because that makes you more endearing. And it makes it like, that's what I used to use when I was a server too. It's more the like, how y'all doing today? Getting into, you know, you make it real comfortable. You drop the voice a little bit, you get a little bit lower and you get the draw, and it makes you seem more approachable.
Yeah. Especially in the food service industry like that too. It's more, you're more wholesome and more, like you said, comfortable.
Yep. I noticed that when the last time you were here and like we went out to a restaurant and the waitress would come around, she'd be like, yeah, can I get you anything, darling? She was very Southern.
Yes.
But both of us responded also very Southern. Like, it's like immediately both of us were like, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. Like we're like, it's, I don't know. It's a weird thing. Like when people go from just hanging out with their friends, like being in public, shit changes.
Because that's the thing. Like I said, I feel like in that situation, I go more what I would consider just my normal speaking voice of like, just being more relaxed rather than trying to put on the professional voice. But then I can see where I probably like lean into it a little harder too. Like when I'm getting a little too comfortable speaking sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But like when I was working for Schwann's there up in Crawfordsville, very 40s and up white conservative folk. So talking like I normally talk ain't gonna do much for sales the way I speak. So like I put on the more middle class white guy voice of like making little like wholesome jokes rather than my normal sense of humor. And like I would have like a repertoire of stuff like that to say, like just to get a little chuckle out of them as I'm leaving. So we're like, I like that kid.
I was very different when I was living in New Jersey and working in New York too. I can't explain what it was, like what I did differently or how it sounded, but I think I started picking up the East Coast accent a little bit only when I was talking to people there. So like when I was working with people there, when I was like on the subway and doing things, like I dropped the likes a lot. Well, it was just a very different tone.
Yeah,
people in New York are pretty fast paced. So my normal, like my rate of speech, I guess, is the quickness of my normal speaking fit in.
Getting your point out.
Yeah.
Then,
which I can't do right now.
It's like just because everyone has stuff to do there. Similar to like my job too, where now I'm delivering packages. There's not as much room for small talk as maybe like a couple words here and there.
Do you even see people now?
Yes, once in a while.
I don't even see my FedEx and UPS guy. Like,
I go to a lot of businesses, and once in a while, like at houses, I'll find people. And some people need signatures, quote unquote. But
fair.
Going from working Schwann's with like the sales, like actual like direct door-to-door sales, it's a lot more about being personality-based. So you're having conversations with them, you're asking them questions and all that. So coming to a job where it's really just a transactional, just here you go, have a good day. Yep. Hey, take it easy. Like, oh, you're wearing shorts. Like, oh, yeah, I work too hard to get cold. And then you keep going. I was like, hey, be safe out there. Like, try my best. And that's the extent of like conversations for the most part.
The only time I've ever talked to like a FedEx, UPS, whatever driver around here was the one time
when we ordered 18,000 pounds worth of bathroom supplies.
Yes. So many things. And like they legit told us like, oh, it'll go through one of our like local vendors. And I thought that meant like they were going to send it to some contractor out here and they would deliver it on a truck, have a couple guys, whatever. No, it was our like normal FedEx guy just dropping off our stuff. And I was like, I went out there because I had to tell him where to put it. Like, there's so much you couldn't just put it on our porch. You had to like put it in our carport. And I was like, yeah, just put it all up against that wall. I was like, dude, I was like, this is crazy that they make you guys do this. Like, I legit thought they were going to send like an actual delivery, like a specialized delivery service to come drop this off. If you order things from IKEA, there's a special delivery. It's not like IKEA delivery, but they contract out like a courier service.
Well, yeah,
to drop off your stuff.
They come just like straight from a store where because FedEx also has international shipping where it's coming from everywhere, just getting sent to a terminal, and then that's getting put on whatever
this truck. It's had in. To make like 8 trips from his truck to my like up my driveway to drop everything off, and three of the boxes were just like 55-pound boxes of like all set for tile. Like,
oh yeah, and he
I felt so bad.
Guarantee he fucking hates you guys.
I mean, I was out there. I was like, dude. I was like, I don't know. I was like, I apologize. Like, I don't know why I'm apologizing for ordering things, but I didn't think they'd send it FedEx. Like, I thought they'd send it to someone who's equipped for this.
No, I have one customer on my route. She must have got, like, her stimulus checks and tax checks and stuff all at the same time. Every day I go to this house. One day it was, like, 5 boxes and, like, 4 small ones and then a couch. And then there was, like, a giant, like, outdoor patio set. And then it was like, like a kitchen table or dining room table. And then as a dresser and everything's like upwards of like 150 fucking pounds. And every
day. You're supposed to lift it by yourself, right? That's supposed to be a 2-person.
Up to 150 is the rule.
So this is what I learned at my business. We would ship things out and there was one guy. I'm assuming most FedEx places are contracted out to these local courier, whatever.
Yeah.
But there is specifically like a section of the people who handled our FedEx stuff who were like unionized, and our normal driver was in the union. And if we had a large shipment, like if we were shipping stuff out to a trade show or something, he would not come pick it up by himself. He would make the company send a second person with him. And if they wouldn't do that, like he just wouldn't pick it up. So there was one time where our shit got delayed 3 days because he wouldn't come pick it up. Eventually they just sent someone who didn't give a fuck and would just pick it up and throw it on their truck.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like it was just like heavy boxes. Like all of our stuff is in rolling containers, but it doesn't tell him that. Like he could have just like rolled it to the elevator, pushed it down, rolled it onto his truck.
Yeah.
And it would have been no problem. But yeah, it's just so annoying. Is that
FedEx Ground Express or Freight? Because those are three different.
We ship everything just standard, whatever, Ground.
Because I've had that work.
Well, after it was delayed 3 days, I actually had to redo it. I had to cancel it and redo it and then send it to Express.
But no, I've done it Ground where go to do the pickup and then they have a bunch of tags that say Express on it. It's like, I can't take these because I can't scan them. You have to print off new tags.
All right, so I talked about like how I talked in New York. We said we were gonna talk about crazy shit we saw in places though in public. Most of mine come from when I was working in New York. And the one that's always just burned into my memory is the time I just heard this woman scream. We were crossing like 35th Street. And I mean, and if you've crossed New York during rush hour, and there's a whole herd of people who cross at one time. And just across the intersection, I just blood curdling stream. And I was like, was she mugged? Was she stabbed? Like, what happened? Like, someone, did she get groped? Like, what happened to this woman? Nope, wasn't that. Looked over. It was like, so she was like perpendicular to us, so like 90 degrees across. So she was crossing, not on the other side of the intersection, but like diagonal. Yes. Looked over, this woman's on the ground. Because she had stepped in a dead rat, slipped on it, and then fell on it. It was in the dead rat. She let out a sound like she was the one who was like squished on the ground. Like, so yeah, I was sitting there. The only reason I know she slipped in it, like one, she was on the ground, but someone else went, oh my god, did you see her do that? Like, I mean, all the other crazy shit was always on the subway. Like, I mean, you always see the random characters in the street and everything, but like just the gross shit always happened on the subway. Like, I've seen a homeless guy just like pissing in the corner on the subway.
Ooh, segue that real quick. And
go for it.
An anecdote of my own. I was living in Lafayette at one time.
Indiana.
Lafayette, Indiana. Purdue is in West Lafayette, which is much a college town. That's basically Purdue and then farms. But Lafayette is much more urban, more city. We lived across the street from a Village Pantry, like convenience store that got robbed constantly.
Yes.
And then in the winter, our building didn't have locks to it. All the other apartment buildings around us had like key codes and stuff. Mm-hmm. Ours didn't, which meant homeless people would sit in like the atrium of our building and like sleep in there and then like stink up the stairwell smelling like cigarettes. But one time I come home and two got like an old guy and like a guy in like his 20s are like on my I'm on the second floor and they're just standing in the second floor and the dude starts asking me for money, like starts begging for money in my hall in front of my apartment door.
Yeah.
And like I actually had an anecdotal excuse. It's like, dude, I just had to drop like $600 like to get my tires changed. Like I'm broke. It's like, oh man, that sucks. All right, you have a good night. And the other dude was, the older guy was just pissed fucking drunk, just slurring and stumbling around. So I get in my apartment. I'm supposed to like take my dog out. And then I was going to go out that night. So I was pretty much going to shower and then leave. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I can't go out in front of these two dudes that I just told them that I'm broke. But then also,
I don't know where you're going.
But it's like, I also don't want, they just saw me come in and then leave again. So like they know this apartment's empty kind of thing. I hear them talking in the hallway and I'm like, I'm going to call the cops on them. So I did. That's where I got just used to, like, you just got to call the cops to get people out. But I like look through the people, like I hear like moaning and grumbling, and I look through the peephole, and I see a like next to the guy across from me's door, like in the corner, the like drunk old guy is like standing. It's like he's either pissing or jerking off. I don't know which one, but I'm not gonna stand here and find out.
Yeah.
So I think that's when I called the cops, and then I eventually like left around him and realized, yep, he pissed all over. It stinks. I go to call my landlord to be like, hey, can you send someone out here to clean the hallway here? Like, there were some bums in here and it stinks. And then she started with just like the, oh yeah, we'll get a hold of somebody and we'll send them over there. Pretty much going to like give them a can of Febreze and spray it. I was like, yeah. Cause one of the guys urinated in the hallway. She's like, wait, what? Like, yep. He pissed in the hallway. So it smells like cigarettes and piss. It's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. We're going to send someone right away.
She wasn't actually going to do it before. But
oh yeah. But since it's piss, it's like, oh, oops.
The only other really crazy thing, like, I mean, the subway, it's kind of normal to just see people pass out or whatever. I saw a baby just like someone just picked up their baby and let him poop in the corner before. I don't know where that came from, but like,
I don't know where it came from, but it's poop. It
came from their ass, but like, I don't know what their thought was of like, yeah, it's fine for me to pick up my baby and like legit like held him over there and just like let him poop in the corner of the subway. Like, I don't understand that. How old
was the baby?
More than 6 months, less than a year. I don't know. Like,
enough to know that they're about to poop.
Like in diaper, like I think it was like one of those like, oh, it kind of smelled like he started to poop and like maybe they were changing him on the subway and like pooped more and then just like held him out. So it's just, yeah, I don't know. I don't know the whole situation. Like, I don't know their life situation.
You didn't question I
just went to the other side of the car. It was
the not poop side.
Yeah. I was getting off soon. So like, I didn't have to stay there too long. I mean, there's always like the suspect just sticky like stain or like liquid kind of in the corner on a New York subway, and you're like, well, I'm not sitting near that.
Yeah,
and just go the other way. I don't know, dude. There's so much crazy shit. I didn't see. I mean, I never saw any dudes jerking off on the subway, so that was good. I saw a woman groping herself one time. That was strange.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, New York was fun. Like, I didn't have to deal with that in New Jersey because, for the most part, like, I mean, I lived in a busy city, but, like you knew the homeless people there. Like, you knew the people who were, like, on the street. Like, you knew the guy who was at the bus station. Like you knew the people who were the
same guy every day.
Yeah, you see the same guys. Like, you know, there's one guy who'd kind of hang out outside the bar. Like, I talked to him a couple times. You know, I'd go buy him a hot dog from 7-Eleven. Like, I did that shit every now and then because if I was leaving the bar.
Yeah.
And then there was the one woman. Oh, God, I feel so bad. So the one woman, her and this dude would always kind of sit by one of the, it wasn't a hospital, but it was like a clinic downtown. And there was a bunch of benches right there and they'd always kind of sit together. And when we were like, before we were moving, we had a bunch of blankets and like one of mine was like a nice like fleece blanket I had from high school that had my name on it.
Yeah.
There's a award from high school. I gave her this blanket. I was like, yo, does anyone need a blanket? Cause it was starting to get cold. And I was like, I got one right. Like, I asked another guy who was like in the, like sitting in the actual like bus stop. And he's like, nah, he's like, I think the woman down there like needs a new one. And so I went out and asked her, I was like, hey, I got a blanket if you want it. She's like, yeah. She's like, that's awesome. She's like, thank you. It's very, really, really helpful. And I found out like 6 months after that, they found her like dead on that bench. I was like, oh shit. I hope she doesn't have my blanket with my name on
it. Brandon spelled specifically.
But no, I mean, it was sad. Like she was nice. Like she was always there and always said hi. And like, but it's weird. Like small towns, you get to know like the people who are on the street. Like New York, it's different every time. And
then South Bend had different breed of homeless people. Like
that was a weird vibe, man.
I saw a guy poop on the sidewalk in front of the homeless shelter. I didn't see the poop leaving his butt, but I saw him pulling his pants up and walking away from a pile of poop. So I mean, I can only assume it was him that did it.
That's fair.
I used to get like asked for money in my own parking lot, which was always annoying.
Yeah.
And it was
that happened once to me in New Jersey. A woman came up to me and asked me for money, like while I was like unloading groceries from my car, and I was like, yeah. I'm sorry. Like, I can't help you right now. Like,
yeah. But my thing was the South Bend. It's not all of them. Well, they used to have like an underpass where the mayor had to figure out a law to get them out of there because they had dozens of people living under this underpass. They would come up to you and ask you for money. And if you said no or you can't, they would question you. It's like, hey, can you spare any change? Or it's like, oh, sorry, I ain't got anything. Oh, come on. You don't have anything? It's like, you caught me. I was lying, but now I'm awkward, so I'm going to give you money. No, fuck off.
I mean, I feel bad for people like that, but a lot of times, like, I legit don't carry cash a lot of times.
Yeah.
One. And then, I mean, if I have time, like I said, I'll, if there's a convenience store or something around or a fast food place, like, I'll go buy them a meal or something. Like, I don't care. Like,
no, I did that.
I can do that.
Once I bought a guy food and he looked at me as if I just handed him like a piece of turd.
I'll ask, like, I won't just go do it. Like, I'll ask him, like, they ask me for money. I'll be like, you know, like, I can't give you any money, but you want me to go buy you a hamburger or something? Like, I'll do that. Like,
that's... my thing is, this guy was like, man, I just need like a buck or two to get something from McDonald's. They won't let me in this gas station. I was like, all right, let me see what I can do. And I got him like protein bar, and then I might as well have just handed him like a dildo. And the way he looked at me.
Yeah, that's.
And I was mad because that was like a $3 protein bar, too. I'd have taken it back. But other stuff in my parking lot. I was in a weird apartment where our parking lot was off the street view, and there was like a brick side street that went alongside to the main road. At first, people would sell drugs in my parking lot all the time because it was off street view. Eventually, they stopped and moved on. But there was a house.
Need to change the scenery? Or
I don't know. Well, I think they got cameras or
there
was alleged cameras.
They got signs that said there were cameras.
Yeah.
That's all you really need.
There was a house that people from that house used to like dump in our dumpster and like fill our dumpster with stuff. Like they were pulling out like rolls of carpet from inside the house.
Yeah, yeah.
As it turns out, they were like squatting in this house. There's like no electricity and shit. And so they got evicted. But then the people that bought the house or moved into the house would always be up at like 2 a.m. on like a Sunday night or a Monday night, just yammering, just loud as shit on their porch. And then they would, once in a while, there'd be fights. Like they'd be arguing. One sec. Hey, Christina, could you get him to not rattle his fucking toy
with dog food? I heard it like, I thought it sounded like Jack, when like Jack runs on our floor, like,
it's one of those like puzzle type toys where they roll around to like little pieces of kibble come out.
Yeah, we can wrap it up soon. I got one more point to follow.
Well, two more people to talk about because we've only been doing this about like 20 minutes. Stuff I've seen in that parking lot too. Like I used to record it. The way my bed worked, it was like right under the window, and it was like the wall was brick, so I could hold my phone up while I'm laying down and record it without being seen. Otherwise, there's just a silhouette of me in the window while they're fighting. The funniest one I ever caught was a woman in the middle of the day arguing with nobody, like having the really heated argument. I still have that in my Snapchat memories of this lady having like a 5-minute argument with nobody. And she the invisible person like cut her off a couple times and she got shitty that she got interrupted by nothing.
Are you sure she wasn't like on like a Bluetooth headset?
She wasn't. I analyzed the entire situation. I'm watching her while it's recording and she's sitting
there. So she was like, there was like legit, like she had an issue.
No,
like
she was like pointing and she took some steps towards whatever she was looking at. She was like, she's walking around.
Did someone help this woman?
I let her leave eventually. Whew. She whipped around. It's like, I tell you what, bitch, I'm going to whoop your fucking ass if you keep coming to me like up, like walking up on what would be somebody, but there was nobody.
That's one of those situations like you don't want to call the cops because it might be handled incorrectly.
Yeah.
But you got to call someone to help. Like
she was just really upset at nothing. Like a ghost was really talking shit.
I mean, yeah, she could have just been haunted. Who knows? Or very serious mental problems. That reminds me, though, when I lived in South Bend, when we lived on Main Street, the one time there's this woman who was clearly having some sort of bad time. She was on something, and she was like, we were hanging out, like my roommate at the time and I were hanging out on our front porch, like we were having a beer or something. And like, I think she was like just wandering around, kind of like how, like down the sidewalk, and saw us out there and like yelled something at us at one point. We were getting ready to like go in anyway. We're like, yeah, we're like, nah, whatever. And like, we went inside. She ended up like pounding on our door, and like my roommate was out there. Oh, I think my roommate stayed out there and was like talking to her like from the sidewalk for a second. I don't remember, she was asking for money or what it was. Like, I had gone inside, but, and then she ended up coming back and like was knocking on our door. And like, oh, so my God. Roommate like opened it, and like, we had a storm door, and he like lowered the thing, and he like, you know, the screen, and was like, yeah, you know, he's like, what do you want? Like, he's like, we can't help you. He's like, you gotta go. She started just getting irate with him and just going off. She's like, I'm coming after you. She's like, no, she's like, you know, you want this, like go on. She's like, I'm gonna come in there. She's like, this is the one. She's like, I'm gonna come in. She's like, I'm gonna suck your dick. And she was just going after him. He's like, no, thanks. Like, I don't, he's like, she's like, no, I'm gonna suck it hard. Like, I'm gonna come in there. I'm gonna fucking suck it. Right. And like, she was like getting, it was so like next level. Like, we're like, I don't know what to do. Like, He's like, you gotta go. And like she was at one point, I'm pretty sure she said she was gonna suck it white. And he's like, ma'am, I'm already white. Like, it was so crazy. But like, and he's like, you gotta go. He's like, if you don't go, he's like, I'm gonna call the cops. Like, this is, she's like, all right, whatever. Like, she's like, and she was like, then she was like back in our yard. And eventually he did call the cops, and he like, like he was talking to the like cops, and he's like, they're like, yeah, someone else is called too. Like, so she clearly, his is not the only dick she was threatening that night, but it was that was one of the craziest things I've like in my house that I've seen. That was a good South Bend one. I think all the real crazy shit happened in South Bend for like all the places I live, like South, Chicago, South New York, South Bend whatever,
crazies like, have like the audacity of them. Being in like a smaller town, like when you're in New York or like big cities, it's like it's part of like the culture, so it's not noticed as much.
Yeah, I do take this back. The one time in Chicago, and I was only kind of there. I heard more about it. I mean, I was in the vicinity, but in our fraternity house, there was a party, and during the party, just a street person like walked in, and one of the brothers, security stopped him at the one door. But he like went around to like the back door and like knocked. And one of the brothers, he was the nicest dude. And he felt so bad for him. And he like let him in. And the dude was just in our kitchen. And he was like making him a sandwich just in our kitchen. And one of the like other brothers who was doing security like walked through, and he's like, who the fuck is this? And why is he in our kitchen? And he's like, no, I'm just making, he's like, you can't just let strange people in off the street in Chicago, like, and make him a sandwich. Like, yeah, okay, fine. If you want to make him, just let him stay outside, make him one and throw it out the window. I don't care. Like, you can't let people into our house. And we couldn't get this through. And it wasn't like he was like a freshman, didn't know anybody. Like, this was like a junior. And we're like, bro, like, dude, that's dangerous. Like, especially the neighborhood we were in, people were getting stabbed all the time. And like, yeah, South Side of Chicago, it was not a great time. That was the only thing that really ever happened in Chicago. Like, I was fine with the people on the streets in Chicago. We talked about that with when I lost my dog there. You know, I'd run around. I was talking. I have no problem talking to people in Chicago. South Bend was the only time I ever saw people fucking in public, and it was someone we went to high school with.
Oh yeah,
on the hood of a car outside of one of the bars. Yep. I was like, all right. I mean,
no, they from what I've heard, one of the guys I worked with at Schwann's did like downtown area. Oh, he told me the spots of like whatever park. He's like, yep, homeless people just fucking that park all the time. And he's like, I don't like looking at it. He's like, when you're driving that route, keep your eyes forward at stoplights. Do not turn left or right, because you're going to see homeless people, and they're going to either flash you or they're going to be doing something. But all like right. South Bend homeless is a weird situation. But like one last story, like to lighten the mood a little bit more.
Yeah.
It was just such a weird situation when I worked for the vending machine company. I was at like a rehab facility, or like one of those rehab clinics.
Yeah.
Filling, I hated that place specifically because it was such a like narrow corridor to get to the machines, and there's always people coming through while you're trying to work on them and like getting in the way. It's just is a nightmare to deal with. One time I'm loading machines, lady, like, I guess somewhat earnestly, like she's, I don't know if she was homeless or just in a bad way, but she was like, yeah. So excuse me, sir. Like, do you have any like extra sandwiches or something that like expired that you're not going to be able to say no more that we could have? And I didn't. I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry. I don't have any. And she just goes, nah! And walked away. I was like, what the fuck was that? Like, she started so, like, just, I felt bad, too. It's like, if I had some, I would have gave it to her. Like, she's sweet, innocent. Like, obviously, she's probably hungry. But then she just goes, like, just real, just a scowl on her face and stormed off. And if that happened years ago, and I'll never forget that.
Yeah, you feel bad for a, like, I feel like, yeah, most of the things we see in public that are like noteworthy are someone who's not in a good way.
Yeah.
One way or the other. And you've, in the moment, like a lot, like I said, a lot of times I'll try and help if I can, but you feel bad for them.
Yeah. We're not making fun of the individuals in these situations.
No, not at all. And, like when you're like, seeing it, you're kind of like personally going, what the fuck? But you think about it later, you're like, okay, like,
yeah,
something was serious. Either something like, in that person's life is not ideal and they're not having a good situation right now, or they really just don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Which people fucking on the car outside the bar, you know, they just don't give a fuck. But I don't know. It is what it is. I'm sure we'll come up with more stuff we've seen in the future. We'll talk about it then. In the meantime, this has been Wasted Information. I'm Brandon.
I'm Jimmy. I have a story to open next. I'll talk about Jojo stuff because I told you about him, right? My grandpa.
A little bit.
Just to leave you with it, to think about. He's been hit by multiple trains.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll start with that.
I'll put that in when I edit the episode to leave. Tell whatever way. He's like, wait, what?
Just after we sign off, just play that and then be the cliffhanger until next episode.
Thanks for listening. If you like what you heard and want to keep up with the show, make sure to subscribe on Spotify, Google, iTunes, or wherever you go to for podcasts. You can also follow us on Instagram at WastedInfo or email us at WastedInfoPod@gmail.com. Until next time, this has been Wasted Information.